I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. Earlier this week, a report from Vermont Public Radio raised new questions about whether a top government official softened internal criticism of his own department. On Thursday afternoon, a Senate committee asked Commissioner of Public Service Chris Recchia to address the story. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, Recchia says he engaged in no willful manipulation of the document in question.
Last year, lawmakers directed the Department of Public Service to perform a so-called self-assessment. The idea was to find out whether the department is doing an adequate job advocating for the best interests of ratepayers. An investigation by VPR's Taylor Dobbs showed that early drafts of the self-assessment included numerous recommendations by staff to improve the department's public advocacy mission. Those recommendations included ways to insulate public advocacy operations from staff members who serve at the pleasure of the governor. Doing so, the recommendation suggested, might avoid undue influence on the public advocate by various political interests. But many of those recommendations failed to make it into the final version of the report. And the VPR story showed that Commissioner Chris Recchia had a hand in the decision to remove them. In testimony before the Senate Committee on Finance on Thursday, Recchia said he takes sole responsibility for the contents of the report.
However, I also make no apologies for the process used, the resulting content, or the recommendations ultimately presented from me to you in this final report, as I believe they do faithfully and self-critically fulfill your request of me.
Recchia says he takes issue with the VPR report.
I think that it came into the story with a particular bias, and there was lots of other evidence that could have been looked at to paint a completely different picture, which is the one I tried to paint today.
He says the recommendations that appeared in early versions of the report reflected one stage of an iterative process that sought to give staff broad leeway in their considerations. He says the staff ultimately concluded that there was insufficient evidence to show that the alternative structures would be an improvement over the current model. And he says the decision to remove many of them from the final draft was a result of robust internal deliberations, not his iron fist.
This is not a unilateral decision on my part. This was an open, honest discussion with other staff, and there isn't one recommendation that's in here that wasn't supported by a majority of most of the people or agreed to by, all, frankly, that were involved.
Chittenden Senator Tim Ash is the Democratic chairman of the Senate Committee on Finance. Ash says the report sparked a flurry of concerned contact from constituents.
Obviously, it feeds perceptions that many people have that the department is oriented towards doing things the way they've always done them.
Ash says that after hearing the testimony on Thursday, he's satisfied with the integrity of the department's process in drafting the report.
I take the commissioner at his word that he says that some of those recommendations were put in as responses to public concerns, but not necessarily arguing that that was the prevailing thinking of the department at the time they were drafted.
Ash, however, says he's glad that the early drafts, which were released after a records request by VPR, have come to light.
Some of the recommendations that were rejected as those drafts move forward, I think we'll take a look at. We'll want to know why they were advocated for within the department, and then ultimately why the balance of thinking was that they should be rejected.
Other committee members say they, too, are eager to learn more about why earlier recommendations were omitted from the final report. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.